Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English is going to improve today. Now we're continuing our lesson, to tell or not to tell. A very good question. Of course, in yesterday's lesson, we learned through Angela and Nick's conversation that someone cheated on their history test. Nick wants to tell the teacher, Mr. Brown, but Angela doesn't really feel the same way. Now, I wonder about cheating, and of course, nobody thinks cheating is a good idea, but who does cheating hurt more, the cheater or everybody else in the class? What do you think about this, Carolyn?
Well, Nick made the point that it will hurt the class ranks, that it will influence the other students in a negative way, but I also think it really hurts the person who does the cheating, because that means that they didn't actually learn the information, and it's not going to be helpful to them in the future. They can't build upon the knowledge because they don't have it to begin with.
That's exactly right. I also think it hurts the cheater because, especially if they get away with it, then they're also learning that you can get away with cheating and doing things like that that are not helpful in life. Actually, things that are harmful to you. All right, well, we have more to learn from today's conversation, so let's get started.
To tell or not to tell.
But this is Mr. Brown. Everyone knows what a strict teacher he is. He might call the student's parents or even have him suspended.
Mr. Brown can't suspend the student yet. He'd need more evidence than just my word. He'll probably just give him a warning and keep an eye on him.
And what if our classmates find out you told on him? Everyone in the class will call you a tattletale.
I don't care. I'm doing the right thing. But I'll ask Mr. Brown not to mention my name.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. What would you do if you saw someone cheat? We rejoin Angela and Nick to talk about some possible consequences of telling and also of not telling. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Suspend. Suspend is a verb. He was suspended from school for 1 week for hitting another student. Evidence. Evidence is a noun. The police are collecting evidence to help them solve the crime. Naive. Naive is an adjective. The young man was naive and believed that his new job would be easy. It was very hard. Furthermore. Furthermore is an adverb. Ducks are beautiful birds. Furthermore, they can walk, swim, and fly. Your more information words are keep an eye on. Keep an eye on is an idiom. Tattletale. Tattletale is a noun. Sounds like some great information. Let's jump right into our article.
Okay, so Nick is trying to protect himself as well. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of our conversation here. Angela has the first line. If you remember, Nick was talking about talking to someone in authority about this problem. What does Angela say?
Well, she says, but this is Mr. Brown. So Nick isn't just going to talk to someone in authority. He's going to talk to their teacher, Mr. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows what a strict teacher he is. He might call the student's parents or even have him suspended.
That's exactly right. Okay, so this seems kind of scary to Angela. She says everyone knows what a strict teacher he is. Everyone knows what a something someone is. This is a kind of phrase you use if you want to talk about someone's reputation. What is someone known for? Well, everyone knows that this person is like this. Okay, well, what else does Angela say here? Mr. Brown might suspend this kid?
That's right, and that is a key word from our word bank. If you suspend or get suspended from something, that means that you're not allowed to work at your job or attend classes for a certain period of time. You could also be suspended from a sports team. Maybe a player gets suspended because he was yelling or being too aggressive toward the other team. So he's not allowed to play in the next game.
Okay, so suspension, that's the noun form, S-U-S-P-E-N-S-I-O-N. Suspension is a very serious thing. I can think of something a little more serious, and that is getting expelled. That means you're kicked out of the school. You can't go to that school anymore. You get expelled. Okay, I'm glad it's not that serious in this situation. Maybe this guy might get suspended, though.
Well, we are very concerned about this. Angela is very worried because Mr. Brown is a strict teacher. But what does Nick say?
All right, Mr. Brown can't suspend the student yet. He'd need more evidence than just my word.
Ah, that is true. He would need more evidence. And that is from our word bank as well. If you have evidence, that means that you have proof that something has happened. So many police officers, detectives, they will gather evidence at a crime scene so that they can figure out what happened.
Okay, so maybe you're in court and someone is being tried. They're not sure if he's guilty or innocent. And so, of course, you need to find evidence to prove that he is guilty or evidence to prove that she is innocent. But what else might need evidence? You know, sometimes we talk about how old the Earth is. Some people think that there is evidence that it's billions of years old. Where actually there's quite a lot of evidence that it could just be 10,000 years old or younger. What kind of evidence do you know about?
Well, there is a lot of evidence, and Nick says that he would need more evidence than just my word. Now, word is an interesting word here in this sentence, and Liz wants to tell us more about it in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Now, in today's article, we see this statement. He'd need more evidence than just my word. That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the word at the end of the sentence. Word. Normally, we use word to mean a letter or a group of letters that are just put together and mean something. But in today's sentence, word means a comment or statement from someone. So in today's sentence, it just means he'd need more evidence than just my statement. This use of word to mean statement or comment is often used in spoken situations. For example, what Henry said sounded very strange. It's hard to believe his word. Or, the manager had trouble settling the dispute. There were no witnesses, and it was simply one employee's word against another. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, they are available in today's Grammar Tip section in your magazine. And that's all the time we have for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Okay, well, Nick continues here. He says he'll probably just give him a warning and keep an eye on him. So, of course, Mr. Brown can't suspend him yet. He doesn't have enough evidence, but Mr. Brown will keep an eye on that guy in their history class.
And that is probably a good thing. It will help prevent cheating in the future. If you keep an eye on something, that means that you are watching it very closely to see if there are any changes or odd behaviors.
Okay, so what else could you keep an eye on? Well, maybe someone wants you to take care of their dog for a few minutes. Could you please keep an eye on my dog while I go into the store? Or what else? Keep an eye on that TV. Keep an eye on the news. I want to see what happens. Tell me what happens.
Ah, very good things to keep your eye on. And let's see, Angela has the next line. And what if our classmates find out you told on him? Oh, and there is a great phrase in there, told on, to tell on. What does that mean, Gabe?
That's right. You can tell about something, but to tell on, that phrase put together, that means you are talking about something bad someone did to somebody else, especially someone in authority. You tell your teacher on your classmate who cheated.
That's right. Or brothers and sisters will often tell on each other to their parents. So they will say that, oh, but Tommy took my toy, Mommy. That's why I hit him. So telling on the other person to justify their own actions.
That's right. There was a funny story. I knew of a friend who told her little brother to dump a bucket of water on her head. And he refused. He said, no, I don't want to do that. And she said, no, please, please do that. And so finally, he dumped a bucket of water on her head. And she said, Mommy, he dumped a bucket of water on my head. And she told on him. It was her idea.
That was not a very nice thing for her to do. But we learn what to call someone like that in the next sentence. Everyone in the class will call you a tattletale. That means that you tell on people.
Okay, that's right. If you're a tattletale, you're telling on somebody. Well, Nick says, I don't care. I'm doing the right thing. But I'll ask Mr. Brown not to mention my name. Okay, so that way he can protect his reputation. Other people won't think he is a tattletale.
Well, that is a good idea. And right now it is time for us to learn something more with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. And then we'll join Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, friends. So, what do you think of Nick in our lesson today? Do you think telling the teacher about the cheater is the right thing to do?
There's always a Nick in every classroom, and we've all known him growing up. He may not be the most popular kid. More likely, he's the teacher's pet.
A teacher's pet is someone greatly favored by a teacher. He or she is usually nicely dressed, asks a lot of questions in class, always comes prepared with homework done, helps the teacher out with classroom chores, always says hello and goodbye to the teacher, and sometimes brings a gift to the teacher.
Wow, Ken, it sounds like you really know how to become a teacher's pet. Were you a teacher's pet?
Who, me? No, of course not. I just read a book about a teacher's pet.
Well, one thing you left out is that a teacher's pet is also a tattletale, which is someone who tattles or tells on somebody.
So in the lesson, Nick is planning on tattling or telling on the cheater to the teacher.
Not the most popular thing to do in school.
不知道你看到今天课文中的 Nick 会有什么感觉？他看到同学作弊，于是就决定去跟老师打小报告。这种人往往是个 teacher's pet， 所谓的老师的宠物，就是老师所偏爱的学生。他通常是个口齿伶俐、讨好卖乖、爱出风头、上课很积极、会主动帮老师收作业、擦黑板的学生。但也是个所有的同学最讨厌的人。当他看到有同学作弊，一定会 tattle 告状打小报告，所以你也可以称他为 tattletale， 就是一个爱告状说人坏话的人。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle。 今天的第一个重点，我们看 suspend 这个动词。Suspend 本来是指暂停或暂缓，但是在这里是指使休学或使停职或停赛。例如 Jody got suspended because she kept skipping school. Jody 因为一直旷课，所以学校要求她休学。或者是 The football player was suspended because he attacked the referee. 这位足球员因为攻击裁判而被停赛了。接续我们看的是 tattletale 这个名词。Tattle 是指饶舌、闲谈或闲聊，所以 tattletale 是指告密者或搬弄是非的人。例如 ，Laura was called a tattletale because she told the teacher who was dating in the school. Laura 被大家称为爱打小报告的人，因为她告诉老师学校里谁跟谁在交往。或者是 ，Kids at school don't want to play with Nicole because they think she's a tattletale. 学校里的孩子不跟 Nicole 玩，因为他们认为她是个告密者。
We are continuing our conversation between Angela and Nick on whether or not Nick should tell Mr. Brown about the cheating during the history test. Angela doesn't think that Nick should tell, and everyone will think that he is a tattletale if they find out that he told on another student. But Nick doesn't agree with her. He thinks that it's important to tell the teacher, even if the teacher is strict, because he does not have enough evidence to suspend the other student yet. He'll just keep an eye on him. Well, let's continue this conversation and see what these two friends decide to do.
To tell or not to tell.
I still don't see why this is such a big deal to you. It's pretty naive to think only one person cheated on the test. The fact is that lots of students cheat.
But that doesn't make it right. And I didn't see them all, I just saw one, and I feel I should take some action. Furthermore, I don't think school is just about getting good grades. It's about learning things that we'll use later in life. And more importantly, doing it in an honest way.
Maybe, but if I were you, I still wouldn't tell. I really need to get going. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Angela.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens in the future with this guy. Maybe he won't cheat in the future. Okay, well, let's go back to the beginning of this conversation. What does Angela say here?
Ah, yes. Well, she responds to Nick, I still don't see why this is such a big deal to you. It's pretty naive to think only one person cheated on the test.
Yes, well, maybe. And I think maybe we need to take a look at that word from our word bank, naive. If you're naive, that means maybe you don't know all the facts about something, and you just kind of believe something without knowing all the facts.
That's right. So you might not have a lot of life experience, and you get fooled very easily by other people. You believe them, even if what they say isn't true. So it's important to not be too naive. But Angela thinks that Nick is being naive.
That's right. She says he's being naive in the way that he thinks that maybe this guy is the only one that cheated on the test. Okay, so that's how she thinks he is naive. But who else is naive? Well, many people think that small children, of course, are naive. Or maybe someone has naive optimism. They just have such a happy outlook on everything, but maybe they're a little bit naive.
That could be the case. Well, she also used a very interesting phrase in the sentence before that. She said, big deal. And if something is a big deal, that means that it's really important. And so Nick is very concerned about this, but Angela doesn't think it's really that much of a problem.
That's right. Well, big deals. I mean, sometimes things really are a big deal. Other times it's just a small deal, not something you should get upset about. Well, what is a big deal to you? What is something that you think is worth getting upset about and making a difference about?
Ah, well, continue to think about that. Talk about it in English, and I will continue Angela's line. The fact is that lots of students cheat. So don't be naive, Nick. Lots of students probably cheated on that test.
All right, but that doesn't make it right. And I didn't see them all. I just saw one, and I feel I should take some action. Okay, well, do you agree with Nick here? Sometimes, of course, you can't catch everyone's problem. You can't see all of the problems happening in the world. But if you do see something wrong, what should you do about it? Maybe you have some responsibility there.
And you could be like Nick and take some action. You can do something about it. Just because you can't catch everyone who is doing something wrong doesn't mean you can't do something about the bad things that you are aware of.
That's right. I'm sure policemen think about this all the time. Well, let's continue with Nick's line here. Furthermore, I don't think school is just about getting good grades. Okay, well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. Furthermore, this is one of those words that means moreover, and there's more to this. Okay, so furthermore, school is not just about getting good grades. Well, how else could you use that word here, Carolyn?
Well, Nick is wanting to continue a point from a previous sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a situation set up where you are already talking about something, and then you want to add additional information on top of that.
Good. So furthermore, I don't think school is just about getting good grades. I agree with Nick here. And he says it's about learning things that we'll use later in life. And more importantly, doing it in an honest way. So it's kind of what I was talking about earlier. I think it's very important to be able to have integrity, to be honest, because if you're not, you could develop harmful habits for yourself.
That is very true. It is very important to learn how to be honest, to know that what is right and what is wrong, and how to just live an honest life in everything that you do, even if it's something that maybe someone considers to be small, like cheating on a history test.
Okay, well, how does Angela continue here?
Oh, yes. Well, she says, maybe, but if I were you, I still wouldn't tell. And I really like that phrase, if I were you. So she's trying to give Nick some advice by saying, well, if I were in the same situation, this is what I would do.
And there are many ways to use that phrase. If I were you, this is what I would do. You haven't been eating breakfast? If I were you, I'd eat a big breakfast every day. How else could you use that phrase?
Well, Gabe, if I were you, I would have worn a different color tie.
Oh, really? You don't like my tie? Oh.
No, it's just an example. I like your tie.
Oh, good, okay. Yeah, good example. All right. Well, if I were you, okay, use that phrase sometime today.
Yes. Well, Angela has her line here. Let me continue. I really need to get going. See you tomorrow.
Bye, Angela. Okay. Well, they disagree, of course, as our viewpoints articles usually end in maybe disagreements, but that's okay. They're still friends, and of course, we have more to learn with Michelle in the language lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 naive 这个形容词，就是它因为原本是法文，所以 I 上面有两点，中音也在这个位置，念成 naive。Naive 是指天真的或幼稚的，例如 Annie was so naive that she signed the contract without even consulting a lawyer. Annie 太天真无知了，她竟然没有咨询过律师就签了这个合约。或者是 I must have been naive to think that everyone would be happy about my promotion. 我一定是太天真，认为每一个人都会为我的升官而开心。最后我们看的是 furthermore 这个副词。Further 是指更远的或更进一步的，但是 furthermore 是指而且或此外。例如 Professor Williams is a respected professor in our school. Furthermore, he's loved by his students for his wit.Williams 教授在我们学校非常受到敬重，此外他的幽默也让学生们都很喜爱他。And now let's see what our teachers are up to.
All right, well, we've enjoyed a conversation between Nick and Angela about someone who cheated in their class on a test. And this was just a guy. We don't even know his name in the lesson.But here's my question for you. What would you do if your friend cheated? Carolyn?
Well, I would try to find out why they cheated first and then tell them that it was really wrong and try maybe to ask them to tell the teacher themselves so that no one else needs to tell on them.
That's right. Well, it's not an easy thing to confront your friend about something like this.But I think it's important. Thank you for joining us today. And of course, we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last, a lifetime.